Now, this is one of the saddest events in history. Second saddest event in history is when a person get put out. Now, I've been there. I've been here before. I've been at eviction. I was evicted from my house before. And my friend, it was my cause. But I'm saying to you that's listening to this proceeding that it's one of the saddest events in history is being eviction from your house, being evicted from your apartment. And that's why I tell individual that if you are a partaker of this eviction of getting people's stuff, you are putting your feet on their neck. And even though when I got evicted, hey man, back in probably a year, and this lady have my stuff in our house. Half my stuff was taken. She'd taken half my stuff. And I'm saying to the people, stop the eviction. If you are a Christian and you see this event happen, you should try your best. Have compassion. Have care. Have empathy. And put the stuff in your house. Put the stuff in storage. Because if you take their television, if you take their bed, if you take their chair, if you take the table, you are partaker of putting your feet on this person's neck. Where's your love? Where's your compassion? Because if you're taking a large television, you are worse than a person that put them out. And I know. See, mine was because of sin. I'm being honest. And I can tell you, my friend, half of those people that got eviction, half of them didn't spend their money wisely. Half of them got involved in drugs. Half of them they were doing prostitution. Half of them were doing the strange things. But I'm saying to Christians out there, if you call yourself a child of God and you see this eviction have taken place, you can help this person get back on their feet. Because every one of us is on a paycheck from being put out. That's why we can't look down on people. When I say we cannot look down on people, the man that was beaten by robbers, and two church members came by, the priest and the Levites. And rather than one of those men, it was a good Samaritan that helped that man. And all I'm saying to you, let's listen to this message. Don't be partaker of the eviction. Be a participant by helping them from their eviction. And this is where you know that if you have the love of God or you just a verbal love. And it's sad. It's very sad how people call themselves Christian but does not show love. Amen. They call themselves Christian, hey, glory to God, but they're not lovers of God. And it's very sad. It's very sad that how we see people get put out and we take their furniture, we take their clothes, we take their things that look good. And we got to be very careful because we're going to be judged one day. And the Bible said, be that the seed, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow shall he reap. If it's sowed to the flesh, corruption. So if you are taking that stuff, you are sowing to the flesh. But if you help them, you're sown to the Spirit. We gotta remember, we are not invincible. We are not immaculate conception. We can lose our job. We can get a stroke. We can get sick. And if you ain't sow good seed, the Bible say, throw your bread upon water. In many days it shall return. But if you are participating in this person stuff being taken and put in your house, you're as bad as the person that got put out. You're as bad as the person that put the people out. I know, listen, I know that we go through crisis in our life. But I have mercy. Have compassion. Stop eviction by you. Stop participating and taking their stuff. As I mentioned before, my friend, I've been there before. And it's a hurtful situation. It's a stamina that's in my children's mind. If all of a sudden sheriff come to your house and saying that you got to go. I was at work that day. I was at Safeway that day. And I hear the bad news that I'm being put out. And it was heartbreaking. And nobody in my family helped me. It took a stranger. It took a church. Amen. To help me. And I'm saying to you that's listening to this, my friend. Don't be participating of taking people's stuff. That's why I say stop the eviction. You stop it by you helping the person get back on their feet. You pay for a cab, what do you call it? You pay for storage for a month for this person until they get back on their feet. But don't participate of taking their stuff. Because if you participate in taking their stuff, when your stuff get put out, what goes around comes around. If it's sold to the flesh. It's amazing that if you are a partaker of taking people's furniture, television, clothes, you are cold-hearted. I said it, you are cold-hearted. You have no sympathy. You have no love of God. If you are just taking these people's stuff, you ain't consider that this person have lost their job. And you are going through the trash bag. You're going through these people and you are taking television. You're taking clothes. You're taking jewelry. You're taking all the... As soon as the sheriff left, you're like crabs in a barrel. And it's sad that how a human being can see another human being bleeding and rather helping them, you take their material stuff. Where's the love of God? I ask people, where is the love of God by taking these people's stuff? My friend, you ain't got no love. And I know people say it's trash, it's just stuff. And if the people didn't come with a truck to take their stuff and be able to go back in life and make things brand new all over again, my friend. Every one of us, as I mentioned before, we are check away from being put out. And I say it again, my friend, where is the love of God? It's just like the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan was beaten by robbers. And two church members came by. And they didn't help the man. And y'all can't wait for the sheriff to leave to go through the trash bag and take these people's stuff. Y'all don't have the decency of trying to find out who are the family so we can help them to get back on their feet. This is devastation, my friend. It's a hurtful situation of all your investment, all your money you spend on television, all your money you spend on clothes, all your money you spend on jewelry, on pots and pans and forks and all these things, my friend. You going through and taking somebody's stuff. It's called stealing. I said, this is called stealing. This is taking something that don't belong to you. You might think it's trash. But where's the love of God? Where is the love of God in your heart to say that it could have been me? It could have been me. It's a song. It could have been me. No food. No place. It could have been me. It's a song, my friend. Where is the love of God in your heart to try to figure out where the family so I can help them? Where the family so I can tell them I'm gonna pay a month to put you in storage and you can come back and get your life back together again. And that's why I tell people, everybody that's, and half of the people that are taking this stuff, they go to church. Half of them have family. Have them shout in church. Have them, they say they love God. But how can you talk the talk and don't walk the walk? How can you say you have the love of God in your heart? We like crabs in a barrel. I mentioned, where is the love of God? You're going through the people's stuff. It's like a person that's bleeding. You don't give them Band-Aid. You don't try to call an ambulance. You just look at them bleed to death. A person being put out. You are putting salt in the wound. And it's very sad, my friend. It's very sad and pitiful. And it's basically black people do these things. Black ignorant people do these things. And what are we teaching our children? What are we teaching our children? We're not teaching them love. We're not teaching them concern. We're not teaching them care. We teach them to be a crab in the barrel. We teach them to pull, drag people down. As I mentioned before, my friend, every one of us are a paycheck or a stroke or a sickness to be put out. If you listen, my friend, what I'm saying to you, where's the love of God? Where is the love for each other? Where is, somebody can say that we're the family so we can help them to get back on their feet. Let's at least say something. But don't be like crab in the barrel of getting these people's stuff. Where is the love? What is love? Love is not just sex. Love supposed to be care and concern and empathy. As I mentioned before, my friend, where is the love? Where is the concern? The Bible say, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have that charity, I become a sound of brass and timbre cymbal. The Bible said, how can you say you love God whom you haven't seen, but hate your brother you see every day? The Bible say they shut up their bowl of compassion. If you're going through people's stuff, you don't have no love. Well, I say, if you're going through and taking things that don't belong to you, you are a thief. And the Bible say, thou shalt not steal. But we are teaching our children to take stuff that don't belong to them. And it's sad. But I mentioned before, my friend, in closing, where is the love? People getting trucks to take this stuff. And I mentioned, where is the love? Why are you taking people's stuff? There ain't no love in this. It's hate. It's your own care. But what goes around comes around. Let's start loving people, my friend. Thank you. if you are taking people's stuff when they're evicted, are you a good Samaritan? Or do you know the story of the good Samaritan? Because if you're taking people's stuff, you are not a good Samaritan. And the Bible say, amen. Let's read it. Because I think we need to be reminded what is a good Samaritan. A good Samaritan is a person, he go to God, that sees somebody down and they help them up. Somebody get evicted. We're trying to locate the individual and we're trying to put them back on their feet again by getting a truck and paying for the storage. The Bible says in Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 25, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So you are an individual that taking people's stuff. What shall you do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, and said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Yes, if you are participating in an eviction proceeding, and the sheriff is gone, and as soon as the sheriff pull off, you're breaking those black bags and taking people's furniture, you're taking people's clothes, you're taking people's stuff. So this man asks Jesus, but he willing to justify himself and said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus answering and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which was stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. It's just like these people that see all this stuff out here, rather than trying to figure out where these people are, where this family are. Verse 31, and by chance they came down a certain priest. A priest was a person that to participate in the temple that way. And when he saw him, he passed on the other side. So this priest should have known better. But what he did, he passed on the other side. Now, 32, and likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed on the other side. So both men, one, what he did, he, when he saw him, he passed on the other side, and the Levites, likewise, Levites, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed on the other side. But the story didn't end right there. But a certain Samaritan, a stranger, a foreigner. He was not a priest. He was not a Levite. As he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Like I tell individual, if you are taking people's stuff, you don't have no compassion. You are cold-hearted. You just are a priest and a Levite. And when he and went to him and bound him up and his wound and poured oil and wine and set him on his own beast and brought him in an inn and took care of him. These people should have put these people's stuff in storage and get together and put these people in an inn. And on tomorrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave to the host and said to him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more. When I come again, I will repay thee. Which of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And let me say this before you answer the question. I thought a neighbor was somebody that lived there next door to you. I thought a neighbor was your coworker. I thought a neighbor was the person that you're waiting on the bus with. But your neighbor is a stranger. Your neighbor is somebody that you don't know. These people that are taking these people's stuff, they should be neighbor to the family and put their stuff in a truck and pay the storage. And then you find out who got evicted and helped this family. And he said, he that show mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto them, go and do thou likewise. My friend, people need to read the Bible. People need to know what compassion is. They need to know what mercy is, because the rich man is in hell not because he was rich. He's in hell because he didn't show mercy to Lazarus. And a lot of people going to hell. You're not going to hell just because you don't believe Jesus. Yes, you're going to hell because you just don't believe Jesus, my friend. Either believe him or be damned. Amen. These people did not show compassion to the man that was beaten by robbers at Jericho Road. And that's why I tell people does not have compassion. I got put out. And nobody in my family and my wife's family help us. It was a stranger. Hallelujah. That helped us. I went to MC Suite. And even though I paid less, we had a two-bedroom in MC Suite. And my sister did not give us room service. My mother heard about the incident and did not even have a cooked meal for us. The pastor, rather than paying for our hotel stay, he said, go and go pay child support. Where is the compassion? Where is the love? And that's why we wonder why people die before their time. Amen. Because you ain't got the love of God in your heart. Anytime you gonna tell your niece to take me to pay child support, I'm already down. And you're putting your feet on me by telling your niece, let me go pay child support. Even though, God bless Mary. Mary say, do you want to stay at our house? That's love. That's compassion. Glory to God. Nobody, hallelujah, glory to God. Nobody show compassion. Nobody show love. I thank God for the stranger that helped us. That's why I can't bad talk people that helped me. Amen. But compassion and mercy. We as a black nation, we as a nation that does not have, especially when it comes to eviction, we don't have mercy or compassion. We don't care about our neighbor. We see something, we don't say nothing. We see people get put out, we take their stuff. Where is the love of God in this? And we wonder why bad things happen to us. Because we are bad. and glory to God. And that's all I have to say, my friend.